Well, hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 15th of August 2024. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great week. I'm glad it's nearly the weekend. I have had an incredibly stressful week, to tell you the truth. I've had a big argument with work, which I've won because I was in the right, of course, and I stood up for some of my colleagues. I won't bore you with the details, but I am certainly looking forward to the weekend, although I am on call this weekend. So, yeah, don't necessarily get away with it. In fact, being on call was the root of this argument I've had. Anyway, well, I won't get into that. I've actually got tomorrow off work. If you've emailed me at all, I will hopefully get back to your emails tomorrow. I've just been just very stressful week, to say the least. But yeah, I will email you back tomorrow. I'm actually off tomorrow to go to Autoport and their research and development department to have a look at some of the amazing things that they do with Autoport. And I'm quite looking forward to this. Autoport, of course, I've spoken about many times. I've got the discount code, which I forget off the top of my head, but they've got some amazing watering products. So really looking forward to seeing the full potential of Autoport with their R&D department. It should be a lot of fun as well. Now, as I said, because of this argument I've had with work and very stressful, it's reminded me just how gardening helps with our mental health and de-stressing and things like that. You know, I've been so stressed, I've gone down the allotment or out back at home and just spent some time in the garden to make myself a bit more amenable with my wife and a bit more pleasurable to be around. It really does work. Retirement. I'm looking forward to retirement, even though it's over 20 years ago. The thought of spending every day in the garden is just so appealing. But we've got to pay the bills somehow, so it's not an option for a very, very long time. Now, something that I do want to talk about today is, of course, growing chicory, which is a seed that we've sown today. Now, chicory, I used to see it in garden centres and think it just looked like a lettuce, but a very tough, strong lettuce. Of course, it tastes incredibly bitter, but I really, really do like chicory. Not everybody likes chicory, but I really do like it. Now, I actually sowed a few seeds a few weeks ago, and they've been growing quite happily outside. I've got to prick them out, actually. But these seeds that we've sown today, what I've actually done is I've sown them into a tray. I've tried to give them enough space amongst each one, but sown them into a tray, broadcast sowing, if you like. Given them a reasonable amount of space, 2 centimetres at least, I guess. We could sow them directly in the ground. They do prefer soil that is rich in organic matter, and so plenty of compost, basically. And try and give them a centimetre apart space, and we'll thin them out as they grow to give them 10, 15 centimetres. But by sowing them how I've done them, where we're going to sow them in a tray, we will then prick them out into plug plants, as they grow, put them into bigger pots before we get them in the garden. We can easily control the size of them. Now, germination I did find to be fairly quick. 10 to 14 days is what they guesstimate, but I've found them to be a little bit quicker than that. Just got to remember, of course, to keep the soil moist at all times. Moist, not over-watered. Of course, slugs and snails do like our young plants, so do keep an eye on that. Now, we're going to plant them out as if you're doing them how I'm doing them, but of course you can sow them directly where they are to go. But if we are, when they're about 5 to 7 centimetres tall, that's when you need to thin them out, 15, 20 centimetres of space between each plant. And then just keeping them well watered, especially during dry spells, is all we need to do. Regular weeding, of course, and a good mulch. A good mulch can always help as well. It's fairly low maintenance, fairly easy to look after chicory, but you know, well worth growing. And it does seem to handle the cold quite well as well. Now, we can blanch these for chickens as well, and I've never done this before. I just read about this. So you start by preparing around late autumn. You dig up the roots and cut off the leaves, just leaving about 2-3 centimeters. So you harvest the leaves and you cut out those away and eat those. And then you just keep the roots somewhere cool and dark for a few weeks, and then you are ready to force them. And you just replant them in the container with a, it says opaque cover, so a white cover or something to exclude light. And this should encourage formation of pale, tender chicons, as it's called, which you can harvest after 3 to 5 weeks. It's very complicated, but I think that means you get 2 harvests from one plant. So that is a good thing. That's something I do like to do. Now, as I said, it is nearly the weekend, and I always like to share my plans for the weekend on the hope that it might inspire you to tackle certain jobs as well. I am on call this weekend, so when I'm on call, I have to kind of think about what I'm doing, because I can't tackle any big jobs because I might get called out. So Saturday morning, I'll head down to the allotment. I'm going to probably cut the grass if I don't get to do it tomorrow. I normally do that on a Thursday, but it's raining today, so I haven't had the chance. After that, I'm just going to continue to clear the weeds and spread compost and basically getting ready for winter. I'm closing, not necessarily closing down the allotment. I'm getting it ready for the winter, and I've been doing that this week. I've harvested all the broccoli, so those plants have came out and will lay down more compost in those areas. And then what we're going to then do after that is just start getting it ready for the winter. Winter for me is when we do a lot of our infrastructure jobs. So it's very much a case that we're just starting a bit early, and we're going to try and make sure that all our beds are really well weeded so that next year they're going to be even easier to look after. And I say that because this year's just been a bit of a disaster. It's not been an easy year at all. Now, back at home, we're doing it a bit more because we're not really getting the home plot ready for winter. We've still got lots of things growing at home. It's been much more successful here at home. And this week, I've actually built a new bed, one of my long beds, which I've decided are going to go to one side near my hedgehog house. And I'm going to fill that up with compost. I've got another bed to move, which is of an identical size. And the first bed that I built is actually going to be for rhubarb. Now, for the last couple of years, I've grown rhubarb from seed, and as part of the supporters club, I think back in January, we sowed rhubarb seed. And I love growing rhubarb from seed, but those plants are really big, and I'm going to get those into the ground this weekend. We're in these new beds, and that's going to be our new rhubarb bed, which means our old rhubarb bed, where the rhubarb basically grows over the footpath, is going to be become a cold frame eventually once we get rid of the rhubarb. But yeah, I'm quite happy with what we've done, and growing rhubarb from seed has really, really paid off. After that, I'm also going to be planting out some more of our brassicas, our overwintering brassicas, and these are going to go actually in next year's brassica bed, where we have a few squashes and things and fennel actually growing in some of these beds. Basically, that bed hasn't been much of a success this year due to slugs and snails. Our squashes have been, you know, barely any, but I'm just going to start getting our brassicas into that bed, and that should be okay. And if I'm going to clear out the peas from another bed. That bed is going to be for garlic in a few weeks' time. So I'm basically going to clear out the peas from there and mulch that bed ready for the garlic. Shouldn't be too difficult to do. And I'm looking forward to it, actually. And then, of course, we're going to harden off some of our cabbages and pak choi, our younger seedlings that we have indoors, that are just going to be looking to go outside and start getting those growing outside. I'm going to need a bit of protection, I think. But, you know, plenty of winter cabbages, plenty of pak choi, those sort of things, which I'm really looking forward to eating and seeing how they get on. So that is my plans for the weekend. Let me know if you've got any plans for the weekend yourself. As I said, I will get back to any emails I've received, because there has been a couple. Always good to hear from you, of course, and I do apologise for not getting back to you any sooner. Right, guys, you take care, and I will speak to you again next Sunday, actually. Sunday. All the best, and look forward to it. Take care.